Thank you and good morning. Even for Humboldt County, the news that more than 11,000 growing marijuana plants were located and confiscated will raise a few eyebrows. On Wednesday, members of the county drug unit, along with CAMP and Fish and Wildlife, served a search warrant at a piece of private timber property east of Rio Dell. Three suspects were seen fleeing as law enforcement personnel approached the scene, and the search turned up the 11,000 plants, along with evidence of a large-scale water diversion from Atwell Creek. No suspects have been identified by the sheriff's office. The investigation continues. Eureka police are searching for two suspects wanted in connection with a home invasion robbery at an M Street residence early Wednesday morning. Police report that two masked men armed with handguns forced their way into the home at just before 5 a.m. They handcuffed an adult male to a chair and then assaulted him to force him to reveal the location of valuables in the house. The suspects gained access to a safe and fled the scene with stolen items. They also stole the victim's car. That vehicle was later recovered by Eureka police in downtown Eureka, and the investigation continues. Elsewhere in Eureka, officers with EPD's POP team served a search warrant at a residence on Summer Street and ended up arresting six men, most of them well-known to law enforcement. Officers confiscated growing poppy plants along with more than 400 marijuana plants, small amounts of meth and heroin, and two firearms. The six men, including Stephen Crane and William Cantrell, were booked on a host of drug and firearm-related charges. The sheriff's office held a swearing-in ceremony for two new Hoopa tribal police officers yesterday. The two new officers, Angel Yanez and Blake Hostler, will now go through the sheriff's field training program. And with the new MOU agreement between the county and the tribe, the new officers will also participate in quarterly training with the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies arrested 50-year-old wanted man Tracy Furtado after he was seen riding a bike in McKinleyville. Furtado, wanted on outstanding warrants, was searched, and the deputy found a loaded handgun in his pocket. Furtado was booked for the warrants and for carrying a concealed and loaded firearm in public. Smoke jumpers and a few engine crews, along with air units, remain on scene in the Marble Mountain Wilderness, battling the small but growing wilderness fire that started on Monday near the location where two missing hikers were found. The Six Rivers National Forest reports that smoke jumpers and other units were able to gain on the blaze, which grew to 46 acres, but stands at 80% containment. Mop-up operations will begin today and extend through the weekend. Jordan Christmas has news from Health and Human Services.
For the first time, the County Department of Health and Human Services have hired someone to take on the role of patients' rights advocate. Shelley Fitzgerald will represent the interests of adults and adolescents who are resolving patient care-related complaints. She will also monitor programs as well as facilities to make sure they are in compliance with laws. Over the past 7 years, Fitzgerald has worked with various programs within DHHS, including the Peer-Ran Hope Center, MIST, and at Semper Verens.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that a search and rescue party has been called out to look for a lost hiker is a pretty common occurrence in this region. It was last week that a Eureka father and son were long overdue from a hike in the Marble Mountain Wilderness and were later located by a search and rescue party from the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office. It happens in Humboldt County regularly as well, and Sheriff Mike Downey spoke about search and rescue operations on Talk Shop, pointing out that those who do enjoy hiking in the forest should be prepared and should know what to do if you become lost.
So the best thing is to not overexert yourself by wandering around trying to find your way out if you are hopelessly lost. Some people have a really good sense of direction and can navigate themselves back to a trailhead. Other people don't, especially if you're in an area you've never been in before. You know, search and rescue is a big thing, a big part of what we do.
Downey also pointed out that waiting too long to report an overdue hiker or boater can hinder search and rescue efforts.
The other thing that is common to happen is the reporting party waits till the end of the day when nighttime is falling upon the area to say, you know, they're supposed to be back 5 hours ago and they failed to come back. So that kind of puts us behind because now we have to do a hasty search at night just seeing if we can find some type of sign. And then the next day we have to come in with ground searchers to do a more extensive search.
Sheriff Mike Downey discussed search and rescue, among other topics, on Talk Shop, and you can listen to the entire interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.